faith for your personal prosperity. From Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11, this message is about the anointing, where Lord shows you where your supply is. Pastor explains the foundations of personal prosperity.
Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke chapter 5. The Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11. It's a lot of scriptures. 11 verses.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in
the other. Beckoned unto their partners, yes. Read on.
Which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto
Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Tonight we are continuing on our faith series, and I want to title the message, Faith for Your Personal Prosperity. Faith for your personal prosperity. Prosperity includes three terms. I want you to have it in your heart: wealth, riches, and money. Wealth, riches, and money. Say that with me. Wealth, riches,
and money.
Wealth,
riches,
and money. Amen. Of which money is the least in the ladder of prosperity. Health comes under wealth. A good family life, money can't buy it. It comes under wealth. Wisdom of God. Money can't get you that. Money can get you an education. Wisdom comes under the wealth. The Jews, when they greet each other, they don't say good morning. So today, people don't even say good morning. They just say morning. And most of them are in mourning. The Jews, when they greet each other, they say shalom. There is prosperity, peace. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Money can't buy you peace. Peace comes under wealth. Wealth creates riches. A billionaire who's got plenty of money, but who does not have health or peace or a family life, his money does not profit him anything. So prosperity has got to do with just more than money. Prosperity has got to do with your salvation. It's got to do with Jesus Christ. It's got to do with having peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ and peace with each other. That means you're prosperous inside. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health even as your soul prospers. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things. See, God wants you to prosper in all things. Psalm 66 verse 12. For he has brought me unto a wealthy place. A wealthy place. So God has got a wealthy place for you. Look at somebody, if there is somebody sitting next to you, and say, God has got a wealthy place for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So tonight, this is the title. God wants you to prosper. You know, there is 2 words in the scriptures you will find. The word called build and another word called grow. Those are both are not the same thing. Jude, the book of Jude, 20th verse says, build yourself up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. So you're building yourself up when you pray in the Holy Spirit. But 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 says, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of God. So building and growth are not the same thing. Building is something that takes place inside of you. You are fortified. You are strengthened inside. So when the word of God builds you up, you are strong inside. The Spirit of God strengthens you, fortifies you. But growing is got to do with, growth is got to do with maturity. It's got to do with bearing fruit, even financial fruit. So if you say you're growing in the Lord, show me the fruit. Show me the fruit of your growth. Are you winning souls for Christ? Is your life bearing fruit? Have you brought anybody to the Lord? If you're looking at this topic of finances, is there a financial fruit? So God wants you to be financially build up. Both are not the same thing. And also to financially grow on your personal level so you can have fruit. Amen. So some of the key things in the scripture that you will find, very simple. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes. Open my heart. Help me to understand. Help me to receive from you. Thank you, Jesus. Now pray in the Holy Spirit for about 20 seconds. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory is your name. Amen. Amen. So prosperity in the scripture, or riches or wealth in the scripture, is not actually the main thing. It's a byproduct. Just like children are a byproduct of an intimacy between a husband and a wife. The same way, the byproduct of a healthy, beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ will produce the fruit of wealth, whether it be health, whether it be peace, whether it be good family life, and you follow the principles of God's word, whether it be riches, prosperity, all that comes as a byproduct. Because money by itself, the Bible calls it unrighteous mammon. That's what Jesus said. In the scriptures, money is called as a filthy lucre, which means dishonest money. It's dishonest. Jesus himself used these words. So there are, but all the scripture also speaks about godly riches. That's what we are looking at. And money or godly riches are a byproduct of a Bible-based relationship with Jesus Christ. Luke's Gospel chapter 5. Fishermen are fishing. What are they fishing for? Are they fishing for fish? No. They're fishing for money. It's a business. You're fishing out there, not for you to eat something, but for you to make money so you can buy food maybe with it, or whatever you want. And here the businessmen, fishermen, have caught nothing. And their nets are empty and they're washing it. But Jesus does not solve that problem right there and then when he sees it. He ignores that problem, that money problem that they're having, he actually ignores it. And he says, can I borrow your boat? I want to preach. And he's not even preaching to them. He's preaching to the crowd. When you're going through real financial need and you want God to speak to you, and when it looks like God doesn't even care and he's speaking to you about baptism, he's speaking to you about salvation, he's preaching to you about, you know, godly life and holy life, and he said, what? I just need to get out of debt. I just need to make $1 million. Somebody said, if I come to church, I can make money. Jesus actually ignores that empty net. And he's preaching. But if you will listen to the preaching of God's word, between the preaching, suddenly the Lord shifts and speaks to Peter. And he speaks to Peter and says, let's launch out to where the money is. Let's launch out into the deep. See, God can show you where your money is. I've realized it from God's word. Jesus showed Peter where he should get the money to pay the taxes. Here he's saying, listen, I know you have caught nothing. Let's launch out. I will show you where your money is. Tonight, may you receive an anointing of the Holy Spirit that will show you where your blessing is. But you got to listen to the sermon because a prophetic word comes out of it. God is saying to Peter, let me show you where your supply is. And the Bible uses the word in Luke chapter 5. Peter says, we toiled all night. All night we toiled, the fifth verse. Which means hard work is not going to make you rich. For we toiled all night and we caught nothing. I'm not against you working, please work. I'm not saying be lazy. But hard work does not necessarily make you wealthy. Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. And they let down the nets. And suddenly there is all kinds of fish struggling inside that net. And when Peter looks at it, there is euros, there is pounds, there is dollars, there is, oh my God, there is rupees. All of them struggling in that net. So what is the foundation for your personal prosperity? It has to be a foundation that is word-based. The fish that Peter caught was word-based. Not work-based, word-based. All the wealth or blessing that you have should be based on something that God has said to you. I don't try to achieve anything in life by doing things my own way. I wait on the Lord to say, Lord, what are you saying? What do you want me to do? Whether it be about the church then that we bought. People said, you know, it's too far away from the city. Nobody will come there. But God had spoken to me in a dream and showed me that land. So I was sure that I was obeying the Lord. It was based on a word from God. It was not trying to look for a cheap land or a expensive land. No, no, no. It was just, Lord, what are you saying? The wife that I have that I'm married to is word-based. God spoke to me concerning her. I was not too open whenever God spoke. God spoke through my mentors. God spoke through people in spiritual authority over me. God spoke. I still remember once we were in the hills in a jeep and we were listening to gospel music. There's a Mahindra jeep. Jerry was driving the jeep. And while we were in the hills driving the jeep, while he was driving and we were going through the hills, the Lord spoke to me and said, he is the worship leader in your church. I don't even know whether he plays an instrument, whether he can sing. But that was word based. God spoke to me. That is it. God spoke. So that let that be. I didn't even know him that well at that time. Now that I know him, I'm wondering, how could I ever make him a worship leader? No, just joking, just joking. He's your money, your personal riches should not be your own vision or your ambition. It has to be based out of something that God has said. It should not be your ambition or your determination even. I'm going to make it. Everyone in my class are doing well. I just need to do it. Oh my God, everybody's built a 7-bedroom house. I'm going to build an 8-bedroom house. I'm determined that I will buy a Mercedes car by the time I'm 25. No, 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 no. Buy whatever car you want. I would ask you to buy a BMW, believe my word. That's a more biblical vehicle. Believe my word. Believe my word. Word based. Believe my word. If it is your ambition or your determination, it's not trustworthy. Those money, that money can fly off. That's what the book of Proverbs 27 says. It can fly off. But if it is something that God spoke, I cannot lose it because God gave it to me. Are you with me? It comes with a guarantee. It comes with a guarantee. Glory to God. In case you are not that spiritual and you can't even hear from God, at least have a Bible verse for what you're doing. Base it out of a scripture that you feel in your spirit. The second thing from that scripture that we understand it is it must not only be word-based, it must be Peter-based. Simon Peter's boat was filled, and so were the boats of those with him. So Peter and his partners, both of them, received an overflow of God's blessings. God didn't give a word to the partners. God gave a word to Peter. But whoever is even committed to Peter gets a blessing. Make sure that you always partner with somebody who is hearing from God. The easiest way to walk into a personal blessing. How does somebody who is hearing from God? We bought additional land now because God said it. Something beautiful will come up because God has said it. Generations and nations will worship there because God said it. Elijah, when he built the altar and the prophets of Baal were there, Elijah said in 1 Kings 18 and verse 36, he said, "Let it be known, Lord, that I have done everything according to thy word." Where you want to build a home, which business you want to start, which boy or girl you want to get married to, let me based out of, "Lord, what have you said?" And you have to trust God at his word. My sheep, Jesus said, will hear my voice and they follow me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You were the of it all.
You are.
and he was also rich. Amen. Glory to God. Whoever was connected to Peter was also given too much fish. The Lord told me, son, there's a grace, there's an anointing that I placed upon you. Whoever is connected to you, they will also have too much fish. Glory to God. Luke chapter 5. It should be word-based. It should be based on Peter. It should be net-based. You can't catch the fish with your hands. You can't say, I'm a hands-on man. You need a net. What is your net? It is your skill. It's some skill that God has given you. You can't convert fish into money without a net. God is saying, I'm willing to send the fish. What is it that you have that you're going to use to catch it? Is it a rod? You got to have something to take that which God is supplying into your life. You can't go around fish say, fish, come, fish, fish. That's very fishy, isn't it? Fish doesn't come that way. The only way that fish can get into your boat is through your net, through your skill. You are praying every day, Lord, bring me out of debt. I want my debt to be canceled. I want prosperity. I want to be blessed. God is saying, what is your net? Fish is coming to your boat, but how are you going to get it in? It's just not fasting and prayer that is important, that is good for your personal relationship with the Lord. But you got to have a net. You have to identify your net. You have to develop your net. You have to invest into your net so that God can send in His resources. Glory to God. I hope you got that. Don't look at somebody else's skill. It might be your voice. It might be the grace that God has given in your voice. The fourth thing in Gospel Luke chapter 5 is it has to be boat based. Your boat is important. That means you have to understand the capacity. The Bible says, when they caught the fish, the nets were breaking and the boat was on the point of sinking. Capacity. Financial capacity. How much can you carry? How much can you steward? Well, you know why you need to be connected to Peter is because your vision has to be bigger than you. God doesn't, if you are an island, God doesn't invest into island. God could invest into Abraham because God could see Israel coming out of him. Your skill can be sales, wisdom, personal management, whatever. And the capacity is, you got to develop capacity. That's where schooling comes in, where you need somebody mentoring you. My mentor told me you have to be bigger than the church that you're pastoring. He rebuked me. Because the builder has to be bigger than the building. The creation, the creator is bigger than the creation. As a parent, you can produce a child that is bigger than you. That is fine. Because out of Jesse came forth David. When God is involved, an ant can produce an elephant. When God is involved. Capacity is not going to 5 banks, knowing the bank managers and getting a loan. That's not what capacity is. Your capacity is to be so developed that even when you are sleeping, you can hear ting ting notification. Ting ting notification. Ting ting. Something coming in. Hopefully, not your wife sending you messages. Glory to God. May that be your portion. I release that word into your life. May you hear amazing things coming into your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is a difference between a boat and a ship. That's capacity. So much a boat can carry, so much a ship can carry. When God gave us the land the first time, not the second land, the first land that we bought, and we had to build, the administration team, the architect, the engineer, they were asking, how big do you want us to build, Pastor? And God had given me a word. God said, as big as you build it, I will fill it. As big as you build it. And what we have built, that is all that I had faith for. Can you imagine that? But right now in Punjab, a beautiful man of God is building up a facility for the glory of God. Just the steel alone was 83 crore. Just the steel alone. So that is capacity, even mental capacity to think. And all the capacity that I had was, okay, let's get a structure up there. So I have to develop continuously in the grace of God, through the word of God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, my capacity to keep increasing. You got to do the same. You got to make sure that your boat is not that small and that you're building a ship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That God will so enlarge your heart and your capacity that you can receive all that God has got for you. Let every limitation in your mind be broken in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let capacities increase in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. You can fish in the river, you can fish in the lake, you can fish in the ocean. That's capacity. When we started, even the media ministry, there are so many people who asked me to get onto the media, but I didn't want to. And then when the COVID lockdown started, we just had to feed the congregation. So just to feed the little congregation that we had, we started it. And God said, son, that's not what I, the word has to go through the nations. Get on some of those channels. So you're going to hear some good news. We're going to come into certain continents with the gospel of Jesus. Glory to God. The gospel is going to go ballistic across continents for the glory of God. Glory to Joshua Generation Ministries. Cornerstone, get ready. Woo! Anybody excited? Anybody envious? Glory to God. If you're excited, lift your hand and pray in the Holy Ghost for 20 seconds. Lift up your voice. Lois the Kefel, Tamaz, the Kaus, the Hintelez, Maridi. Lambrus the Canoes, the Lambrus, Getasia. Lutanais Kefel, the Moste. Lepragus the Canoes, the Lebristinia. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And for your financial, personal financial blessing, it has to be partner-based. 2 Corinthians 9, 8, NLT. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8.
And God will generously provide.
And God will generously provide.
All you need.
All your needs.
Then you will always have everything you need.
Then you will always have everything that you need.
And plenty left over.
And plenty left over.
To share with others.
To share with others. Peter's boat was so full that he said, come on guys. Too much. When the supply of God comes, it is not for you alone. It is just not for an individual alone. The supply of God is bigger than you. It's bigger than your need. It's so big that you have to share it with people around you. Whew. Glory to God. You are the of it all. To be bigger than you. You bought a car last year, right? What the first thing that you did with the car that you bought? Go for it, right? You're very spiritual. Did you buy a car? You bought a car. What did you do the first thing that you bought when you bought a car? Say it through the mic. You got very spiritual again. Well, the answer that I'm looking for is I took the car out and showed it to my family and friends. See, when you get something, you want to show it to people. Look what God did for me. Look what God blessed me with. You want somebody else to enjoy that blessing with you. You want to take your mother for a drive or your father for a drive or your kids out, because you want somebody to share that joy with. Not I bought the car to church and God had prayed for, very spiritual, please do it. You're looking to show it to somebody. That's the same way with the fish that Peter got. God gave him so much, he has to share that with somebody. Come on, guys. Come on. Look what God has done here. Are you with me? Look at somebody and say, sharing is caring. You gotta share it. Even just, I remember before marriage, I used to travel through nations, and sometimes you're looking beautiful. I mean, you're looking at a sunset or you're looking at an ocean or whatever. You're standing there and praying in tongues. Just need to look at that. You just need to at least tell somebody, look at that sunset. That's where the beauty of life is. Share all good things, even with the one who instructs you the word. Let me throw it in there. Now say it one more time. Sharing is caring. A partner. Partners is what the Bible says. And to some of you, you need to realize that your wife can be a great financial partner. They can look at things that you have overlooked. A woman can always smell something fishy with that business deal. God has blessed women with bigger nose. Don't say you're too nosy. That's there for you to be helped. Your greatest asset can be the woman that you married. You need to know how to manage that. Glory to God. Amen. Some of you men have left the meeting already. Just kidding. And the seventh one or the sixth one, I forget. It has to be weight-based. When God blessed Peter, the nets were on the point of breaking and the boats were going to sink. The boat is sinking because there is a weight problem. The supply is higher than what the boat could carry. In John 21, when Jesus told the disciples to cast the net on the other side, they caught 153 fishes. The numbers were very clear. 153. But here, you cannot number them. This is way beyond numbering. എണ്ണത്തിൽ കൂടുതലായി പിന്നെ വേ ചെയ്യാനേ പറ്റുന്നുള്ളു. Glory to God. May that be the level of prosperity and blessing over your life in the name of Jesus. But I want to ask you a question. How heavy is the grace of God in your life? The weight of God's grace that you carry. How heavy is the hand of God upon your life? The word for wait is the word called doxa, which means glory. How heavy is the glory that you carry? Real wealth is by weight, not by counting. What is the level of the weight of His presence upon your life? How weighty is your character? How weighty is your patience? Can you handle what God wants to bring in? Will you be a faithful steward? Wait causes a breaking point, and the supply is beyond or more than that breaking point. God's supply is always beyond your breaking point. That's how heavy it is. I speak it, I decree it, I release that word over your lives. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you're brave enough, look at somebody and say, in 10 years' time, I'm going to be very, 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 very rich. Come on. How many very came out? I'm going to be very, 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. The more money you have, the more temptations come. That is why you need heavy character. Glory to God. You know, I used to travel by economy class whenever I'm flying, and then God bless me to travel in business class, and the minute you get into the business class, they bring you wine list. That was never there in the economy class. Economy class, you have to carry your own wine. Yeah, they bring you wine list. So temptations increase when you... Rich people are tempted more than poor people, somebody said. Are you with me? Pride creeps in the moment. When you had nothing, it is easy for you to be humble. When you had nothing in the bank account, you're the humblest man on planet Earth. You will listen to your pastor. You will listen to your wife. You will listen to your uncle. You will even listen to your dog. But the moment something comes in, pride always goes for a fall. The more God lifts you up, the more heavy the blessing is, the more humble you become, the more teachable you become, the more yielded you become, the more submissive you become. And that is how you continue in that grace of prospering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, some trees, bats come and sit. Some trees. And somebody said to make sure that bats don't come and sit on a tree, the branches that are standing up like two horns, you cut that off. If you cut those branches off, the bats won't come and sit on those trees. It's the way with pride. The more you feel you're something and someone, and you kind of, all kind of evil things come into your tree. But the moment you stay humble and break off those horns and say, I stay humble, the glory of God envelops you. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. The glory of God envelops you. And I close with this. For your personal faith, for your prosperity, it has to be Jesus-based. After they had caught that net breaking boat sinking load of fish, Jesus said to them, from now on, I'll make you fishers of men. See, the boat is filled, the nets are full, overflowing, the partners' nets are full. Peter is kind of, oh, wow. Jesus looks at Peter and says, Hey, Peter. Leave it all, man. Just follow me. Leave it, Peter. Follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. Glory to God. When you have caught it, when you have everything, to leave it and to say, Jesus, you are more than enough for me. Everything that I have has come from you, Lord. And there is nothing I can't give it back to you. That is true prosperity. When you realize everything that you have came from God, and whatever God asks, I'm willing to give it. Abraham, bring me your son, your only son Isaac, to the altar. Abraham, you gave him, Lord. Here he is. Peter, the boats are full, the nets are full. What do you say, man? You want to come with me? I'll make you fishers of men. That's where I want to be. If God is going to trust you with money, God is going to test you in this. Is Jesus more important than everything else? Is Jesus more important than everything else? Once Jesus blesses you, don't say, I have no time for church, I have no time to serve him, too busy. No. Jesus, all that I have, what do you want, Lord? My house, my car, the one, whatever you bless, it belongs to you. What do you want? It's yours. When you can say it from your heart, let me know, I'll ask you for that. People sing, all to Jesus I surrender, when they have nothing. They sing it with tears. All to Jesus I surrender. When they have everything, they just like, how great thou art, Lord. Mighty is our God. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Here I am, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. It's Jesus-based. Do you love me more than all this? Jesus would ask Peter another time. That's the most important question. Let's close our eyes in prayer and have faith in the Lord to pass that test, so God can bless us with all that He's got for us.